Dreamscape presents Enchanted Hill by Emily Bain Murphy. Narrated by Jennifer Jill Araya. Until the day when God shall deign to reveal the future to man, all human wisdom is summed up in these two words, wait and hope. Alexandre Dumas, The Count of Monte Cristo. For My Parents. Prologue. The first time Cora McCavanaugh saw the zebras grazing at the base of Bird Castle, she told herself that they were a trick of the light, or perhaps her own eyes. She had paused on the terrace of a mansion set atop the sloping Santa Lucia Mountains and second-guessed herself. But there they were, a dazzle of black and white zebras, ambling free and uncaged in the lush mountain grass, while the Pacific Ocean glittered behind them. And unlike almost everything else at Bird Castle, the zebras were exactly what they appeared to be. Truman Bird's famous guests often stood on the castle's balconies, getting drunk on salt air and the scent of star jasmine as the sun caught in mosaics of cut glass tiles beneath their feet. A visiting statesman once watched the horizon carve into the sunset like a knife and declared it paradise found, an enchanted hill. But seeing those black and white stripes roaming amongst the waves reminded Cora less of paradise and more of the most infamous prison in America, Pelican Island. It was a thought that held no fear or revulsion in it. Instead, it sent an echo of longing through her. It reminded her of home. Chapter 1. Sunday, April 27th, 1930. Day 1. Long before Cora ever stepped foot onto Enchanted Hill, she knew it like the back of her hand. She had pored over the blueprints of Bird Castle in her small, leaking New York City apartment 6 months earlier, the light flickering above her head, the winter draft slicing through the soft, rotting wood of the windowsill. She had pulled her sweater around her shoulders and committed to memory the intricate honeycomb of passages, gardens, citrus orchards, glass-tiled pools, and guesthouses. 85 rooms in the main house alone, set among mazes of boxed hedges and fountains hewn from white marble. The estate was designed by a woman.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?